We often discuss audio description here on RNIB Connect Radio, but today we are going to focus on AD in your television or at the cinema, because more and more people are going to the cinemas, and audio description can make a massive difference if you're blind or partially sighted. In essence, when you go to the cinema, you may be handed some headphones for an AD performance, which you hear a descriptive dialogue which runs between the actors on screen talking, and it kind of paints a picture of what everyone in the cinema can see, so you can hear what's going on. And it's very inclusive. I use it quite a lot myself on TV and at the cinema as well. So we've got some news on the BFI, and we've got some news on the cinema audio description as well. So to tell us more, we have with us from RNIB, Sonali Wright. Are you seeing an increase on TV and cinema in general?
I would say it's showing up on many more platforms now. So I wouldn't say it's the quantity, but I'd say it's the number of platforms. So it's more prevalent on different devices now. And you would expect AD users to try and find description on the different services. So let's say if I'm using the BBC iPlayer, I would want the BBC iPlayer on Android, iOS, on my smart TV, for all of these to deliver audio description. So it's not just something that I would watch on linear television while I'm watching with my family, but it is personalized service now.
And we are more on demand, aren't we? I know myself, I use my smartphone for watching things on some of the kind of on-demand platforms, and you know, they are more and more popular, and it's that whole people watch The Bodyguard or something and you've got to catch up on it maybe on iPlayer or something like that, and you want the AD there as well.
It has to fit with our lifestyle, Alan. At the end of the day, it is television, it is entertainment, and that's how we're consuming content at the moment. It works around our, you know, our schedule, our daily lives. So audio description in a similar way has to fit around those different programs, around the way we consume content.
Okay, a couple of topics we're going to discuss, Sonali. We'll give some contact details at the end as well if people want more info on audio description or they want to make some comments on it. But let's start with the BFI.
It's October, so it's the time for the British Film Institute's London Film Festival. It's an annual affair and pulls film fans from across the world. This year, it'll run from the 10th until 22nd of October across cinemas in London. And I think it's for the first time the film provides a number of accessible screenings. So subtitles and audio description. Number of great titles. I was looking at the lineup and I can't make up my mind of which ones to attend or which ones to leave out, to be honest.
That's a good problem to have.
Very good problem to have. Strong lineup of British and international films. There's a period comedy starring Olivia Colman. I would strongly recommend that. It's called The Favourite. A number of other titles, however, I must flag that tickets are selling out. In fact, a lot of titles are sold out at the moment. I'm looking at their website. I would urge your listeners, if they are interested, take a look at the BFI website and find the title that you want to watch and book tickets now.
Be quick. And, you know, on the subject of audio description at the cinema, we've spoken over the past couple of years now, Sonali, about different ways that people listen to AD content in the cinemas, and I'm sure many of our audience will be familiar with the headsets that they're given if it's an AD performance that they can listen to. But there's also work being done to perhaps create an app which people could use, make it a bit more convenient.
Absolutely. So it's the movie reading app that we were talking about. I think we've tested it twice with big groups, and we've always had very positive feedback. The next step will be to launch a pilot again with one of the apps that works in a similar way. So it synchronizes audio description with the output in cinema. And this time, hopefully have a UK-wide pilot to give the opportunity to many more people to try the app and feedback. What did they think of this delivery system? Does it work as well as the cinema delivery? And what are the drawbacks? So the whole user experience. But in order for us to launch something like this, we need cooperation from the industry. So I'm talking about the cinema exhibitors, as well as the film distributors. And that is something that's that requires, I think, a lot of negotiation. It's an ongoing conversation with the industry at the moment. There are concerns about security, so people using mobile phones in cinemas. We are trying to work through these, and our point is always you cannot compromise accessibility. Yes, if there are security concerns, we understand, but I'm sure there are ways to counter it. And that's what we've been going back with. I can't share, obviously, all details at the moment because these are confidential discussions. But I hope to have an update soon, and I hope the industry will work with us on this because without their cooperation, it's not something that we can launch.
You would think that something like this would be a very positive move for the industry because they would be seen as, making their screenings, making their cinemas more accessible. And with an app being used, it would mean that perhaps in time that they wouldn't have to have AD equipment. They wouldn't have to pay for that for the cinemas themselves because people could just download the app. They could download the track for the movie that they're going to see. Now, I'm assuming that that track would delete itself after a certain amount of time, so no sort of worries about copyright there.
Absolutely. So there will be a DRM. The track will stay on the phone only for a limited period. So the distributors can define, okay, it stays there for the next 2 weeks or for the next 7 days. There are ways to make the whole experience more secure. And it does take away the responsibility from cinemas to maintain systems, as you say. However, we're not very keen on that at the moment because we understand not everyone is using a smartphone. It is, but however, it is an alternative. You know, it's a personalized method. So my phone works for me, and that's why I want to use my phone for everything. I want to use it for navigation. I want to use it for communication. I also want to use it to consume media.
And I think also, Sonali, the fact that I could go to a film and not worry if the equipment's going to work, if the battery's going to be okay, and the headsets I'm given, got it there. I can go whenever I want, that personal thing you say again, and I can watch it in the cinema and get that AD track. You think that it would increase the amount of people going to the cinema, which is a good thing for the industry.
Absolutely, I completely agree. I think a lot of people feel very anxious right now going to the cinema because the distributors are doing quite a lot, making sure that the films are all described for the time of the release. However, when people go to the cinema, they are coming across a lot of issues. So sometimes it's the equipment that doesn't work, the batteries are not charged, the staff is not aware of what all the description is. I mean, in 2018, people are still being told, yes, it's the, you know, this the screening has subtitles. Now this doesn't work.
Not very good if you're blind.
No. No, absolutely not. And in 2018, you can't be having this conversation. It's been a while since we've had description in cinemas. I think it's time we got the experience right.
And this system of a type is available in the US already. I think it's ActiveView, it's called over there.
Yes, I have heard of ActiveView, and what I know of ActiveView is what I've read on Twitter. It seems to be doing quite well. People seem to be quite happy with the experience. So I do hope that we'll have something similar in the UK. I mean, we've had AD delivery in cinemas for far longer, so we've got mature audiences here, people who know what it feels to have a good experience in cinema when they're using audio description. It's definitely an ongoing conversation at the moment, and I hope to come back with an update, a positive update soon, Alan.
We hope so too, Sonali. Just finally then, if people have any maybe issues with audio description or they want to learn more about audio description, what's the best way to get some details?
So the best way would be by sending us an email. Our email address is audiodescription@rnib.org.uk. However, people can also call our helpline. The number is 0303-123-9999.
Sonali, we'll be back in touch hopefully for some better news on the audio description for the cinemas. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always great to be here. Thank you, Alan.